Everybody, welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be doing reviews for this last week's games, a preview for the Vikings Chargers this Thursday, the Mike Evans situation. We'll talk about that a little bit, and some waiver wire picks that we like. For the games last week, the Rams-Jags was Saturday morning. Or Sunday morning. The Rams massacred the Jags. I think it's safe to say that. That was bad. The Jags looked horrible. Only one player on that team played good, and that was Travis Hunter.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. Brian Thomas Jr. dropped a few balls. Which really pissed me off because I needed him for a touchdown. It's like they didn't even know what the hell they were doing.
Hunter ended up having 8 catches, 101 yards, and a touchdown. So that's a... it's a really great game for the rookie. Stafford went off.
His best game, I wouldn't say, offensively.
Oh, 100%. I would say Stafford went off. 182 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, he didn't go off yards-wise, but he threw 5 touchdowns in a game. It's crazy.
I mean, he took advantage of very good. I mean, he did what he's supposed to do as a vet.
Yeah.
He took advantage of good field position. He took advantage of shitty play from the Jags and played good football as a result. But I wouldn't say, like, I think the Jags defense played a better game than giving up 35 points.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I mean, a lot of those were it's not like they had long drives.
They lost the ball in their own territory.
I mean, as a team, they didn't even have 100 yards rushing. They didn't have 200 yards passing. Like, it's not like the Rams won it. The Jags lost and lost big more than the Rams won and took it from them.
Yeah.
Devontae, you see 5 touchdowns, and you would think that, hey, Stafford went off.
Oh, man.
He didn't really go off. He just took advantage. And don't get me wrong, like, he took
still a really good game.
Yeah. I'm not trying to say he didn't have a good game. He blew it up for fantasy. But it's not like he just came out and bawled and, like, was just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he did to Drake May with all that. Drake May bawled in his game.
Yeah.
Or even Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate that.
But, Rams ended up killing him. I was right on that one.
100%. I really thought the Jags were going to be in this and show up. And I mean, you didn't see that happening, did you?
No, not that. But I thought they would win.
I can understand why. Like, I understood the argument for that. I just thought the Jags were going to, I mean, sheesh. Like, they didn't even show up.
No. Miami and Cleveland, that was a terrible game for Miami. Tua looked horrible. 12 for 23, 100 yards and 3 picks.
That whole team looked terrible.
Yeah.
That whole team, I feel bad saying this about professionals because, like, I've not ever been a professional athlete, and I can't imagine that any professional athlete is truly ever just going to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, it sure looked like that's what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cleveland Browns are not that good.
Yeah.
Quinshon Judkins is good, but it's not like he blew up for a bunch of yards. He just got 3 touchdowns, but he had 82. That was A-Chain. A-Chain, by the way, had 82 rushing yards against Cleveland, which is really good for any rusher. But Judkins, he had 84.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he just, like, 25 carries, 84 yards. He averaged 33.4. That's it. 3.4 a carry.
Yeah.
But he blew up for 3 touchdowns. Gabriel did just enough. Gabriel didn't do anything to win the game, but he didn't do anything to lose the game like Tua did.
Oh, man.
And a whole team.
Yeah,
I was so disappointed that Harold Fannin only had 4 catches.
Yeah, me too.
And he got a lot of those late.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they completely forgot about him.
Yeah,
but
one week,
but again,
they're targeting their tight ends like crazy, and the next they ain't. It just doesn't make sense.
They weren't targeting anybody though.
Like, yeah,
it was just they only had 16 pass attempts in the whole game.
Yeah,
52 in the week before. And so, like, oh, we got this average back down.
But they ended up. I mean, they're getting blown out by the Browns, too. So, I mean,
the Dolphins are awful.
Yeah. That's terrible. Patriots, Tennessee. Drake May was on fire. 21 for 23, almost perfect completion percentage. 222 yards and a touchdown.
Set a Patriot record.
Which is crazy.
Completion percentage in a game. How awesome is that?
That's insane.
He broke Tom Brady's record.
Crazy.
This kid is balling.
Ramondre had a pretty good game. Or he did have a good game. 18 for 88 and one touchdown. I think it's pretty solidified that he's the number one. I think this game really showed.
I mean, we already knew that, didn't we?
There was a couple of games where I think it was pretty close between him and Henderson.
I felt like he is until he fumbles a couple more times.
Hmm. But yeah, New England played great. Tennessee did not. Surprise, surprise. I think this is one of Cam Ward's better-ish games.
I was going to say that.
But still nothing like really good. Is all right.
I mean, he had 255 yards. He did have a pick.
Yeah.
He took 5 sacks. He's got to stop taking so many sacks. He has the legs to get away from some of this. He just has to recognize it sooner.
Yeah.
Do you know who he reminds me of right now?
Fields?
Yeah.
It's not a great look with how Fields is playing right now.
He's not reading.
Yeah.
Anything. And he's not recognizing anything. And that's on his coaching. But he's got to put in extra work to catch up. Mike McCoy is not a bad offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Brian Callahan it was either. I think he was just overwhelmed. You know what I mean? But I think Mike McCoy is a better offensive coach than Brian Callahan was. Or is. So,
yeah.
And because Callahan seemed to think that this rookie, who is brand new at all this, was going to be able to comprehend all this complex crap. Kind of like Eberflus did with Caleb last year.
Yeah.
And you just have to, like McCoy said, we're just going to simplify this, man. We're just going to simplify it and make this easier so he can catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his best game of his young career. Not a great game, but it's still his best game of his young career.
Yeah.
And I think that they're just going to build on that. And it's not like they did that against a bad defense. That's a top 5 scoring defense.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a terrible game. like you said, it's best game so far. Definitely was a little bit of growth.
He had receivers and there were tight ends who actually were somewhat fantasy relevant.
Yeah. Kansas City, Vegas. Dude, Vegas is terrible. They are so bad.
They are bad and they are really bad. But I think that we got to give some credit. Kansas City is like, hey, man, we got all of our pieces now. And Chris Jones is done being a baby. And because early on, he was acting like a little baby. And I think all that is done. And this team is on a mission to say, hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah. Mahomes killed it. 286, yeah. 3 touchdowns. Pacheco had a pretty good game, 15-57 and a touchdown. Rashee Rice is back. 7 catches, 42 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Dude.
Smith was very fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
He had his most carries, and he had 5 catches.
It's great game for Kansas City, terrible game for the Raiders. Yeah.
Just terrible.
Don't
even talk about it anymore. Until they can get their offense figured out, I'm not sure anybody, Brock Bowers included, even if he's healthy, is all that fantasy relevant. Do you?
No. I just don't know what their plan is. Yeah.
Where did you go?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure. But
technical difficulties.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like they really need Bowers back. It's crazy how bad their offense, like how much worse the offense got.
Man, this isn't Bowers missing.
I think that's not
the problem. The game before, Michael Mayer was great.
Huh?
Their problem is coaching and offensive line, and then just and even defense. Like, they're lost. And I'm shocked at how lost this deep into the season a Pete Carroll coach team is. Mm-hmm. It's shocking to me. But they have a huge talent gap. They have some really good young pieces. But there's a huge talent gap on this team.
Yeah.
And they tried to cover up going to get Geno and all that stuff. That offensive line is god-awful. And those trenches matter more than what people want him to.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, that was a terrible game. Philly, Minnesota. Jalen Hurts had a great game. 19-23, 326, three touchdowns. Barkley, not great. 18-44. Dude, Devontae Smith, 9 catches, 183, and a touchdown with A.J. Brown, 4 for 121 and 2 touchdowns. They both killed it this week.
Yep.
Carson Wentz did not play great.
Carson Wentz did not play great, and I was shocked by that. But, like, those interceptions that he threw were just, like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you think you'd know better.
Yeah. Jordan Addison played out of his mind. Like, Carson Wentz played a good game outside of those picks.
Yeah.
And early in the game. The Eagles said, hey, we're going to take away your strengths. We're going to take away the rush, because that's what they've been building on. And we're going to do a 180 on you guys. We've been the best team in the league against the pass, and we have struggled a little bit against the rush. Hey, fantasy owners, you think you got to figure it out? Screw you. We're going to sell out on Saquon and just let you throw it all over the top.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird.
I mean, yeah. Just, I don't know. Just Minnesota, they just aren't playing great offensively recently. Like, they took a step back. Eagles somehow took a step back forward, so they're passing really good. I'm guessing they resolved whatever issue they had again in the locker room. Again, like, this happened. Same thing happened last year, and everybody kept doubting it. And guess what? They ended up playing really good again last year. Apparently, Brandon Graham's possibly coming out of retirement to come back. I think he's going to be more of like a veteran presence to keep like Jalen Carter and I guess in check,
in line.
Yeah,
for lack of a better way to say it.
Yeah,
I mean, it is what it is. What's it like?
Yeah, I get it. Dude is, he's crazy.
So the Eagles gonna want to come out and crush the Giants this week?
Probably, I think so.
I mean, you think they just flat out got embarrassed, right?
100%.
But do you think it's gonna be that easy?
Maybe.
I mean, the Giants just put up 32 points on arguably the best defense or the second best defense in the league.
Yeah, and then fumbled the game away.
That's a separate issue.
Okay.
They still scored 32 points.
Yeah.
After putting up 34 last week against the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
And now they come play them again, but this time it's in Philly. I don't think Jackson Dart cares. Like, Jackson Dart is a talented player who has great legs. He runs well. He throws the ball well. He throws with good anticipation. The dude doesn't have a true number one receiver. Wandale Robinson's good. Getting Darius Slayton back would make a big difference, in my opinion, for them. Theo Johnson and Daniel Bellinger are playing above what they're capable of, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Or what people want to believe that they're capable of. Like, not that they're like lighting the world on fire, but they're definitely playing better than what they get credit for.
Yeah.
And the combination of them, kind of like the Cubs with their catchers, the combination of them doing pretty well for the tight end position for the New York Giants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. And so that helps. They've got two solid running backs. Good to maybe Cam is good. I truly believe what I said. I think what I like about Cam is the way he runs. What I don't like about Cam is the way he runs, because I don't think that he's going to be able to continue that for the next 7-8 years.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to be lucky to continue that through this contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this guy has no fear, and that's great, and it's exciting. But the Giants want to keep this guy healthy, too.
Yeah.
And they should. And that's my worry with Tyrone Tracy's good. He doesn't have the same juice
that
James Gattebo does.
Mm-hmm.
But Jackson Dart has that juice too.
Yeah.
Like, there's an it factor about this guy. He doesn't care that you're better than him. He doesn't care that you're supposed to be the alpha. I'm gonna be the alpha. You know what I mean? Like, that's his attitude. and that's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I worry about him getting injured too because of the way he's got to stop. Now, I don't think he took as many hits against Denver. I thought he got down and was a little smarter.
Yeah.
Overall, he had that one pick, and man, it was a huge difference. But that's not the reason they lost this game, is it?
Yeah. No.
They lost this game.
That defense needed to play better.
And that's what was supposed to carry this team. Mm-hmm. Their secondary is not great.
No. Which I think that was anticipated, I guess. Agreed. I don't think anybody thought that was going to be good.
Liken it to
the power
just
behind
talked,
it. Go ahead. Yeah, the power was going to be all behind that pass rush and run defense.
You and I just talked last night about the Packers, and you had said it's supposed to be the best defense in the league. Well, you know what I mean? And it was tongue in cheek, but there was some truth to that. And their Achilles heel is their secondary.
Yeah.
The pass rush is supposed to make it better for both of those teams. And I haven't seen it make it enough better yet for either team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just...
I'm excited to see what this Giants-Eagles game does. What happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carolina and Jets. Bryce Young wasn't playing terrible. I mean, it wasn't a good game at all.
So did you realize, did you watch that game in any way, shape, or form?
Not really, no.
So I actually had it on for a little bit because I was very interested in...
the carries between Dowdle and Hubbard?
That, and how Sanders did, because I was curious about that. But I also, Mason Taylor, because I had him in a few bets and wanted, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. But... I was interested in how these young teams played, but they put up a stat in that game at the beginning of it. Carolina is scoring 29 points a game on the road or at home,
really?
And 11 on the road or something like it
so
was
terrible.
Huge,
on the road.
Drastic. Yeah, they went into that game 3-0 at home and 0-3 on the road. They're now 1-3 on the road, but they had no business winning this game.
Yeah,
I mean, Young didn't mess it up.
No.
They didn't run the ball with the same authority, but this Jets defense is good and struggled early, but they have had two games in a row now where they've given just 13 points, and they haven't won either.
It's that offense. That offense is horrible.
It's inept as hell. And it's not like it was a ton better with Taylor.
Yeah.
Which, now, maybe it's Taylor's not as familiar with some of these guys yet, and he needs a little time, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I don't think that's what it is, ultimately, though. Maybe it is. I mean, Taylor's better than the performance he put out when he came in the game.
Yeah.
I wanted to believe. I was so excited for Justin Fields to have, I think he got a legit shot here.
Mm-hmm.
And he is completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. I mean.
He looks like he did his rookie year. He's regressed so much. It appears to me. The young man cannot read the defense.
Yeah, I mean, that was
or he
just
doesn't trust
game,
what he's reading.
He hasn't been playing well at all this season. It's really bad.
Who's the other quarterback on their roster? Do you know?
The Jets?
Do they have? Yeah. Do they have a third?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like it. I'm sure somebody's on there. Keep going. I'm looking. Sorry.
I don't see anybody. That's fine. But yeah, just all around terrible game. The Giants-Denver game. We did dip into this a little bit. Giants played really great, but that defense really sold the game there in the fourth quarter, letting up 33 points after letting up zero the entire game. 33 points in one quarter. That's insane.
26, I think, was in the last 5 minutes, wasn't it?
I don't know. But that's really bad.
It was a really, yeah. But it was fun and exciting to watch. Yeah, the Jets don't have any other quarterbacks. They need to go get a young quarterback, a Shedeur Sanders type guy, who might be available, and try them out. Because Taylor is not.
Yeah.
Taylor could lean them on, and I actually would probably prefer that. But the problem with Taylor is he's probably going to get into a couple wins that maybe they don't want, unless it's with a young quarterback. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And ruin, they need to be able to have the one.
Yeah.
Because they need a quarterback. Now, problem is, I'm not sure that there is a franchise quarterback in this what was supposed to be such a highly touted draft.
This upcoming one?
Yeah, like Drew Aller. Like, is he the franchise quarterback anymore?
Arch.
Like, Arch, he's not. He's 27, man. Like, Arch is not even close to ready.
Yeah.
Fernando Mendoza, maybe. But, I mean, I'm not sold on that. He's great for college. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know. I'm not sure that he is a franchise-altering quarterback. I don't know if there is one in college right now that's eligible for this next draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I would include Arch in that right now.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a really good game. It sucks for Giants.
It did. I hated that for Jackson Dart. I hated it for Dable, but Dable deserves blame with all that to lose that game like that. I felt like that they pulled a the Packers head coach. What's his name?
LaFleur.
Yeah, I felt like they pulled a LaFleur and they coached not to lose the game instead of to win the game at the end,
mm-hmm.
or not at the end, but at a certain point when they started to get back into it. And that allowed them to get back into it instead of putting the pedal to the metal still. I hate when coaches, like teams do that. Who cares? Blow them up. These are professional football players. If they can't take it, that's their problem, not yours.
Yeah.
Blow it up. Make sure you win that game because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Colts and Chargers. That was a really good game for Indy.
That was just a game where the final score made it look closer than what it ever felt.
Yeah. I think it was crazy that the Chargers were favored because the Chargers, I mean, they closed the game with Miami, who just got blown out, damn near shut out by the Browns.
It's a good team, though.
I'm not saying that they're a bad team. It's just like they're not as good as we thought. Yeah. I don't know. It's just Herbert. I mean, he had a good and bad game. I mean, a lot of yards. 420, three touchdowns, but two picks. I mean, I think those two picks could have made a difference if he didn't throw those.
They didn't even try to run the ball.
No. I think they just don't. Yeah. Six carries. I mean, the rushing leader was Justin Herbert with six carries for 31 yards. Vital had 9 for 20, and Haskins had 1 for 3.
This Colts defense is way too good to not keep them honest.
Yeah.
If the Colts defense can just pin their ears back, and that's a good secondary. It's a good pass rush. Mm-hmm. It's just a good defense.
Yeah.
And to say, hey, we're just going to throw the ball the whole game. Okay, thanks for letting us know. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And can we just talk about how ridiculous Jonathan Taylor is for a minute?
Dude, that dude is amazing at football.
If he is healthy and he has a good line, like, good luck stopping a guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he doesn't have more yards.
Almost every play.
I can't believe he doesn't have more yards than he does.
Yeah.
And
like,
don't give me
I think, he's what great. Is he on pace for, like, 30 or 30 touchdowns this year?
He's got 10 right now, so yeah.
That's insane.
I'm sorry, he has 11.
But it's crazy how many rushing touchdowns he has.
10 rushing, 1 passing, or receiving.
It's nuts.
Through 7 games. He's got 10 more games to go.
That's, I mean.
And it's not like he's getting crazy. All of them.
No.
Warren,
Daniel Jones
Warren
in the first
4.
Game, too.
Pittman's got quite a few, doesn't he? Yeah, Pittman's got 5.
I remember, like, what was it, the first week? Daniel Jones had 2, so that's already 2 out of his. He's probably had a couple more, too. I mean, it's just crazy how good that Colts offense is playing. I don't think one person expected this. That wasn't, like, crazy, I think.
Give some props. I mean, everybody had hopes, but was very anxious. I mean, we live in Indiana, so we have a little more insight about how a lot of Colts fans around here felt. Neither of us are Colts fans. But this Colts team, like, people were apprehensive but had high hopes for AR. And then they named Jones the starter, and everybody was like, it's over. Like, we don't even have a chance. Or maybe not completely over, but the vibe went down.
Yeah.
The vibe went down, right?
Morale dropped.
And, like, Daniel Jones has been so impressive. The way that this young man has taken on the coaching that he's gotten, and I think coaching for his skill set, and it, like, they said, Pat McAfee said that he lives at the complex. Like, he is always there learning.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that he wasn't doing that New York. he didn't just automatically start doing that here.
Yeah.
But it's there's not nearly as much pressure.
Yeah.
As playing in New York. And mm-hmm. that matters for some of these young men in yeah. any sport. Playing in New York is a different animal. Playing in LA can be a different animal at times.
Mm-hmm.
Playing in Chicago can be. I don't think it's the same. I think LA and Chicago are probably comparable.
Mm-hmm.
But New York's just different from anywhere else in this yeah. country. And mm-hmm. and it takes a certain personality, like a Jackson Dart, or dare I say, Shador Sanders. Like
yeah.
everybody gets put off by Sanders and his attitude. But is his attitude that much different to Jackson Dart's?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. The difference is he's got a dad who is one of the best players to ever play the game. And so then everybody thinks, oh, he's only that way because of his dad.
Yeah.
Maybe he is. That's not his fault.
Yeah.
It's not his fault that he has a dad anymore than it is mine that I had my dad or you. That you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. leave the kid alone. Let him try. Does he need to learn a little bit and humble himself? Absolutely. But let him get out there and play. That'll humble himself.
Yeah.
He's got
talent. I mean, I don't know why he's not getting the chance.
He's got talent. Dylan Gabriel, I'm not trying to knock him at all, but Shador Sanders is more talented than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
And anybody who says otherwise, in my opinion, is just trying to front.
Yeah. Washington, Dallas.
That was a high-scoring game.
Yeah. Yeah, for
but
Dallas.
But it was all Dallas.
Washington was terrible.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, I understand they're missing both Terry and Debo, but that was really bad against one of the worst defenses in the league. They couldn't run the ball effectively at all. They were barely passing the ball effectively.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't.
It was just bad game for them. On the other hand, Dallas killed it. Dak 21 for 30, 264, 3 touchdowns. Jamal Williams 19 rushes for 116 and a touchdown. Huge game. CD's back 5 for 110 and a touchdown. Huge game. George Pickens 4 for 82. I mean, he didn't have a touchdown, but Jake Ferguson, that dude, he didn't have many yards, but he had 2 touchdowns on 7 catches.
Jake Ferguson
huge
is
play.
The best tight end in football right now.
100%.
Tyler Warren is right there behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey McBride is right there behind him.
Yep.
But Jake, right now, and I'm just talking right now, is the best tight end in football.
Yep.
Fantasy and otherwise.
Jaden
Daniels. He has 8 touchdowns, only 1 pick, but he has 13 sacks in 5 games. Is he regressing some?
Maybe. I don't know. He's hurt again, so we won't know. It's just
this is the second year in a row where the rookie quarterback who stole the show
takes steps back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so you touched on, and I think that there's legit, like, it's a legit reason. It's Terry and Debo not playing. I'm sure it hurt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But isn't that where a quarterback that is supposed to be one of the top 5
really good still able to show out?
Yeah. Like, his age shouldn't matter if he's one of the top 5 quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a ton of talent. But Caleb Williams has looked far better than Jaden Daniels this season.
Yeah.
And not just because he's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Green Bay and Arizona. Green Bay. I just don't know what's going on. They're not clicking on offense, I don't think. I mean, Jordan Love, 19 for 29, 179 and a touchdown. Jacobs, I was like pretty much, I would say, carrying the team with 2 touchdowns, 13 rushes for 55 yards.
You could tell he was hurt.
Jacobs and rushing him with his injury. I mean, that's not going to help.
Agree. Like,
if anything, it's going to make it worse. And then what happens? That would hit them so bad, but they can't because then they won't be playing great.
They're not playing great the way it is.
Well, Jacobs is why they won.
I mean,
so I guess it was worth it for them.
Was he?
I think he scored 14 out of 27.
I mean, I get that, but Kraft was the reason, in my opinion, that they won this game. That dude made some key blocks for Jacobs too.
Yeah,
now, Tucker Kraft is a really good tight end who doesn't get enough credit. I think you and I do a good job of giving him a lot of credit. You know what I mean? And talking him up. I mean, and that's got to kill you at times. But, like, I think he's their second best player right now, offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Jacobs.
I mean, I think you would argue he's number one.
I think Jacobs is
started out rough.
Jacobs is more important, I think, overall.
All right. I could see that one. But
Dalbs ain't playing bad.
No.
But
not playing great, though.
I truly think that this is the problem. Matt LaFleur is a good coach. And Matt LaFleur, but he coaches scared as well.
Yeah.
And he play calls scared. And he plays and calls plays to not mess it up more than he does to go out and dominate.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. This team is too talented to do that. Is Jordan Love going to mess up? Yeah. But that's where Jordan Love needs to mature and learn from it. And if you don't trust him to do that, then you have – that's not the coach you should have.
Yeah.
Or the quarterback you should have.
Mm-hmm. Just I don't know. Jordan Love is – I don't know. I don't like him.
I know you don't. I think he's got – like, he's talented enough to do this.
He's definitely talented, but I don't think he's just not smart, I would say.
But he's not being given a chance to show if he's learned or not from last year. That's my problem.
I mean, last year he had a pretty good season. It's this season that's not great. Pretty sure he had a pretty decent season.
This year his passer rating is 108.1. His interception, like, he's only got two picks right now. It's 1.1 interception percentage. That's better than his 23-24 season, which was 1.9. Last year was 2.6. He had 25 touchdowns last year, 32 the year before, 10 this year. His yards per game is above last year.
Mm-hmm.
His passer rating is the best it's ever been. His completion percentage is the best it's ever been at almost 70%. He's at 69.3. He's got an 8.2 yard average per pass. I think that that's per pass, not per completion. Where last year was 8 and the year before was 7.2. He's just not being given a chance to dominate and show he can. And I think it's because they don't trust him to not mess it up.
Yeah.
Do you disagree? I mean, you hear all those numbers.
Not really.
Do you agree with what you just said? Or do you think it's you haven't seen that eye-popping moment yet, and so you assume that he's not playing as well?
I think it's the eye-popping moment because he had a decent amount of those last year.
Yeah, agreed.
But he also made a lot of stupid mistakes last year.
Agreed. Like, he's got some young Josh Allen in
him.
He's not.
Hopefully he doesn't turn into Josh Allen.
He's not going to because he's not as big of a force and all that. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
Brett Favre is probably a better comparison type because of the gunslinger mentality and everything. Well, you actually probably should hope that he is more like that because if he continues to be more like Brett Favre than Aaron Rodgers type
more
guy,
picks.
Then he's going to throw more picks. He's going to turn the ball over more. He's going to have those great moments. But he's going to have those crap moments too, more.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what he's trying to avoid, he being LaFleur. But I just, I think he's hindering his overall growth more than he is helping it.
Jacoby Brissett ended up having a pretty good game. 25-36, 279, and two touchdowns.
That's two in a row.
I don't think they'll start him over Kyler. But I don't think they're going to try to rush Kyler back.
I don't think Kyler comes back for a couple of games. I think he wants to play, and that's why they continue to try and get it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just worry that injury is more severe than what they thought.
Yeah. Trey McBride killed it. 10 catches, 74 yards, two touchdowns. I think he is probably a must start with Brissett starting, of a must start. I think it makes him, it benefits him more.
It appears to be, yes, for sure. He's so good.
Yeah, Atlanta and San Francisco. That was not a great game. Bijan had a pretty decent game.
Decent, but not what I thought he was going to.
92 total yards and a touchdown.
Pitts had this a good
was
a, game.
Yeah, this was mostly a running back game. Him and McCaffrey are really the only two forces that are really doing much in the game.
I would argue Pitts. He had 7 catches for 62 yards.
Yeah. But, yeah, just not a great game.
I was really disappointed with Drake London's game.
Yeah.
Not his fault, I don't think. It just
no.
Did you see the one catch that Casey Washington had? Did you see it? The he's like the wide receiver 3, I think, for the Falcons. It was a really nice catch. He's a guy to continue to watch. If Penix can continue to evolve, I mean, he had almost as many incompletions as he had completions, which is just sad.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones, you could tell that guy's hurt as well.
Yeah.
But kudos to him for toughing out the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mac Jones is playing for a contract.
Oh, 100%.
And I think it is close to earning it at this point.
Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay and Detroit. Oh, man. That was a tough game. Mike Evans is probably possibly out for the season with a broken collarbone, which is a huge loss. When it sucks for him, I think. Are you for real? I'll just finish up the episode. Okay. Him not being able to continue that 1,000-yard season streak
it sucks.
It's horrible. I was really hoping he would get that, but. Yeah.
Agreed. It's just a major bummer. Major bummer. It opens up for quite a few other guys, though.
Yeah, Tez Johnson.
I don't know that Godwin is going to be all that. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from him. But Kate Otten, last couple of games, finally stepping up. Egbuka is just a stud, man.
Yeah.
Sterling Shepard didn't have a whole lot of yards, but he had 7 catches.
Mm-hmm.
And Tez Johnson, like that dude, he's coming on. And don't forget about, like, last game, Cameron Johnson had a really good game and was pretty much null and void in this game. So they have done a really good job because they did this with McMillan last year of drafting and identifying and drafting receivers who apparently are going to work very well with Baker Mayfield. Now, I think that part of that is also Baker is just Cleveland messed up big.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield, and I mean, even I messed up a little bit. Baker Mayfield's better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was better than what Cleveland gave him credit for, but I didn't think he was this good. Like, Baker Mayfield is one of the best, not fantasy quarterbacks. I think Baker Mayfield is just a really good quarterback in this league and a guy who can win a Super Bowl, and I sure hope he does at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I think he's that talented.
Yeah, their offense has been playing really great this year. It's just this was like what was their first bad offensive performance?
I'm pretty sure. If not, it was close. Let me go look at the schedule real quick. So they only had 19 points. Oh no, that was preseason. They got 20 against the Texans where they barely won that game. But yeah, this was definitely easily their worst performance of the year.
Mm-hmm. Jameer had
Detroit.
Yeah, Jameer had a huge game. Amon-Ra had a huge game. It's just, just a rough game for Tampa. Like a really, I would say this is a devastating game for them. Losing Mike Evans and getting blown out.
Very much so. The good news for them is that they're in the NFC South.
Yeah. Houston and Seattle. Houston sucks. I would say Houston sucks.
I mean, I think we're close to that at this point, at least. The Houston defense, I don't think is terrible.
That offense is terrible.
That offense is inept right now. I'll tell you what, Dalton Schultz blew it up.
Yeah.
This was his run the ball for anything.
No.
Yeah, Dalton's CJ Stroud, first big game.
I mean, I just don't trust the guy.
He did have more incompletions than he had completions.
I mean, like, that's...
Talk about regression.
Yeah, but Seattle, Darnold didn't play, like, really great. I mean, he played pretty good. Smith and Jigba had a huge game. He pretty much carried the team.
He has been.
The Charbonnet had a good game.
Walker didn't have a bad game.
No.
He just didn't get the TD.
Minnesota and the Chargers. I like Justin Jefferson.
That's a Thursday game, right?
Yes. Jefferson's probably going to have a good game. I feel like they're going to be passing a lot. I could see Jordan Addison having a pretty good game, but I've said that the last 2 weeks and he hasn't played too great. McConkey. I think McConkey could have a good one. I feel like the Chargers are going to be passing a lot again. Just going to be a lot of passing.
I like Jordan Mason. And or Aaron Jones. The problem is if they're both playing, that takes away some from them from each other. If I remember right, tight ends are pretty good year. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Mm-hmm. I like JJ. I like all the receivers, the relevant receivers in this. You know what I mean? All five of them. I don't think all five score a touchdown or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
I think that they're all relevant. I would start them all.
Yeah.
I take both quarterbacks. You can make an argument for not playing Wentz much, but Herbert, I think you got to play, especially there's six byes this week. That mm-hmm. takes away a lot of players, guys. So
yeah.
If you haven't a starter, even if he's a big time guy, even if he's in a bad spot this week, a stud, play him. You have to play any stud you have this week, no matter how bad of a spot it is, unless you're just stacked with something. But that's going to be few and far between.
Yeah. I think the Chargers win this game. At least I hope the Chargers win this game.
I think Minnesota wins this game. So I'm sure you're right.
Our waiver wire picks. I like Kyle Manungai. He's only 8% owned. I think he's definitely somebody to watch. I think with this game against Baltimore, him and Swift are probably going to be running a lot. I think he's definitely somebody you could stream if, like, you're in my situation where you have two injured running backs and all your other running backs that you picked up for replacements are on waivers. I think he could be a good one. Alec Pierce is owned. Let me find it. He's only owned in 10% leagues. And last 2 weeks, since coming back, last week he didn't have too many. He had 5 targets. This week he had 10 with 5 catches for 98 and a touchdown. So it looks like he's getting worked back into that lineup. I think he could be a pretty good sleeper. I know Downs was out last week, so he'll probably lose some if Downs comes back this week. But still.
I'm going to give a whole lot more options than I typically do with 6 teams out. That's a ton of players that won't be fantasy relevant this week because they're not playing. Quarterback position, I think that Stroud is only 55% owned. I know we just dogged the guy, but he's going against San Francisco. It's not the most ideal spot. Not who I would pick up of these guys, but he's an option. Jackson Dart is only 42% owned. With 6 quarterbacks out, not all of them are all that fantasy relevant. I don't think anybody's playing Geno Smith much or anything like that. And probably not Brissett, but anybody who has Darnold maybe, or Matt Stafford, or Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence. Those are all possible guys that you've got out. So I also like Aaron Rodgers. He's in a great spot against Green Bay, Jackson Dart against Philly. And you know Rodgers is going to want to ball out against Green Bay.
Yeah.
And last but not least for quarterback, I like Michael Penix a little bit just because he's going against Miami, who was god-awful and obviously doesn't care. you could probably do worse there. At receiver, man, I don't know. I liked what you said about Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Downs is only 49% owned. Same can apply to him. Kayshon Booty is 33% owned. You're hoping for the touchdown, but with 6 teams out, maybe that's what you got to grasp for straws at times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keon Coleman's 57% owned. Again, you could do worse than that. Wandale Robinson is only 67% owned. And that really is just kind of sad to me. So that probably should change. Like A.O. Manor is going against the Colts defense is good, but they give up quite a bit to receivers. And that team is playing much better. Oh, my surprise quarterback is Cam Ward against the Colts. Mm. That's a good spot for him. And I think will be a lot of garbage time situation. And don't get me wrong. I'm saying if you're desperate for a quarterback, that's all I'm saying with that. I'm not saying, hey, man, go play him. He's going to be the game winner for you. Maybe he ends up being. It's not my recommendation on that. I'm just saying if you're in a desperate spot, you could do worse than him.
Mm-hmm.
Tez Johnson, 18% owned. Go get this guy. Even if you're not starting him this week, keep watching because I think that he is becoming a trusted receiver, a lot like McMillan did last year for Baker. And running backs, I wasn't a whole lot. There wasn't much more, to be honest. And then tight end. So good luck running back if you're in a situation like Peyton's.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Harold Fannin is only 58% owned. I get he only had 4 catches. That was just abnormal compared to what has been happening. Keep watching this situation if you're not going to own him. Cade Otton on the rise. Mason Taylor on the rise, especially with a different quarterback. I think that's going to matter for him. I think Dalton Schultz is probably still not the best option. I think there's other better options than him. But those are some of the tight ends I like. Evan Ingram still not owned enough yet either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whole lot of information to throw out like that real quick. but again, 6 teams on bye, man. Arizona Cardinals, Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks. That's a lot of teams out on bye.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think we have 1 other week that this happens too. So
is it next? Oh, huh.
I could be wrong. I may be wrong. I'm looking, and I think I am wrong.
All right, check too.
Yep. This is the only week that there's 6. There's a lot of 4 still, but this is the only week that there's 6. So,
Yeah.
Good luck to y'all.
Thank you guys for watching. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you guys think of the episode. Thank you.